Good morning, Bookers. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning, generously sponsored by Marilyn and Michael Fedak. Please help yourself from Shiloh's Corner to some coffee, slushy pastries as we continue Perek Zion of Tanya. Yesterday was the Baal Tanya's Yuritzeit, the Alter Rebbe's Yuritzeit. So we continue to learn and draw from his Torah all these many, many years later. In Perek Zion of Tanya, we began by discussing Klipas Noga. We ended off the last Perek talking about the four types of Klipos, three of them categorically bad. A klipa is a husk, a peel. It's something that essentially blocks the light. It's an eclipse. If the Or Ein Sof represents the infinite light of the Ribono Shel Olam, the great light, the great clarity, the great truth, then the klipa are the actions, behaviors, thoughts, speech that block the light, that essentially cloak us in darkness. Something which is forbidden is part of the klipa. It's part of the Sitra Achra, it's part of the dark side, the other side, it's a husk, it's an eclipse that entirely blocks that light. Klipas Noga is a partial eclipse. It's something that can go either way. Klipas Noga applies to the realm of Rishus, what we ordinarily otherwise think of as that which is neither forbidden nor is it a mitzvah. It's in the middle, not eating kosher food, enjoying, as we'll see in a moment, comedy, sleep, all the things that are not categorically good or bad, depends on the intention, the thoughtfulness, the mindfulness we have and bring to it. That's Klipas Noga. We could redeem and draw or reveal the light of it, or it can be an eclipse that's covering that light and leaving us in darkness. The whole world is divided, as we spoke last week, between ego or elokus. When we engage in speech, thought, and action with permissible things, we can do it for ego. Why am I eating? Why am I sleeping? Why am I saying? Why am I laughing? Why am I going? Why am I posting? Is it ego or is it elokus? I have a mission. I'm advancing. I'm elevating. I'm positioning myself. So says the Alter Rebbe, says the Baal HaTanya, Zayin, Hi b'china ha-mutzas bein sholosh klipos ha-tmeos le-gamru bein b'chinos madregos ha-kedusha. The Tanya says the relationship between this klipas noga, this fourth klipa, and the other three. The bright klipa is an intermediate category between the other three. In the Tanya's worldview, the closest thing we have to neutral is the experience depending on our thought, our intention. What kavana do we bring to it? Ego or elokus? Sometimes klipas noga will be absorbed by the three impure klipos and nourish a self-centered consciousness, ego. Sometimes ego. Why am I eating? Because my boich, because my appetite. Because I want it, because I crave it, because I desire it. Nothing to do with elokus, nothing to do with finding and seeing Hashem who nourishes us, gives us life, finds life force in what we eat. Nothing to do with wanting to eat so I can be in a happy and a pleasant and a positive mood to be able to learn and connect and serve Hashem. Nothing to do with eating so I can make a bracha before and a bracha after. I'm eating only for my boich. I'm eating only for my appetite, because I want to. That's ego. That's klipa. That's the klipa in klipas noga. But sometimes I can do that same permissible thing, but with the right intention, I'm now elevating it. I now uplift it and absorb it into the realm of holiness. Why am I eating? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created this great food. It's delicious. And when I taste it and when I eat it, when I'm nourished by it, when I draw life from it, I'm connecting with the source of all life. And that's my thought with every bite I eat. And as I chew and as I swallow, I realize what a miracle that is, the human being, the human factory that takes in food and takes out the nutrients and is able to expel what's unnecessary, the waste. And wow, Hashem, you're amazing, your world. So now I've taken that same neutral act of eating, and instead of indulging in the klipa, the ego in it, I found the light, I've revealed the light from it, Namely, when the good mixed in it is extracted from the bad, empowering the good to be uplifted to holiness and absorbed by it, I have found the light, revealed the light, exposed the light, even within this fourth klipa, this partial eclipse, the klipas noga. This is what happens when we have that mindfulness and that intention, that capacity to live that level of elokus rather than ego. It's not easy. In fact, Rabbi Steinsaltz, in his commentary here on the Tanya, he says, can this degree of awareness and control be demanded of every man? The Tanya insists, yes, this is humanly possible. This is the essence of the Beinoni, the intermediate about whom the book revolves. By no means is it easy, but it is within the realm of possible for every individual. A person does not have to be an exceptional human being in order to achieve that. However, it involves a constant effort of unceasing awareness that whatever we do must be toward this aim. And the higher the degree of awareness, the higher the level of holiness that we can attain. It means living a life of mindfulness, of intention, of presence. It means in everything that we do, every act, every speech, every thought, that I'm not simply indulging, I'm not giving in to the animal, to the nefesh bami, which is klipas noga, to the dark of the dark side, but I'm living with that intention, that mindfulness, that presence, that kavana for all that we do, that I can elevate it, that I can elevate it. And says Rabbi Steinsaltz, lest you think this is reserved for the gedolei hador, tzadikim and tzidkanios, but little me, lowly me, the benoni, I can't live that way. No, it is, and it is possible. And now the Alter Rebbe gives some examples. Kigon. Derech mashal ocha bisra ushmei navetora. A person who's eating fat meat, marbled steak. I know it's only 8:11 in the morning, but how do you not get excited just by the words marbled steak, marbled meat, marbled? Delicious. And vishosa yayin mevusam, and you're drinking fragrant, delicious, incredible wine. Laharchev daito lashamu saraso. So why? You could sit down to a delicious, marbled black and blue steak. Do you know what black and blue is? It's the proper way to eat a steak. Char on the outside, rare on the inside. That's how you know if you're in the right restaurant. When you say, can I get it black and blue? And they say, what's that? Then you say, I have to leave now. This is the wrong place. If they know what that is, then you're in the right place. Black and blue, char, nice char on the outside, rare on the inside, marbled steak. And with it, a delicious glass of a fragrant, a nice aged wine, a proper wine, a red wine to go with your meat, with your steak. And why are you eating it? So the Alter Rebbe writes, why? Laharchiv daito l'Hashem l'saraso. To broaden your mind for Hashem and His Torah. Now here's the thing. Here's what I love about what the Alter Rebbe writes here in Perek Zayin of Tanya. He doesn't write, you're eating it, you don't really want it. You'd be satisfied with bread and water. You'd be okay with eating the bare minimum. Epis, why are you eating it? Because the bracha that you make on it, you're finding the elokos in it. No, he says, you're eating it because you like a good steak and a good wine. But why do you like the good steak and the good wine? Because it brings a calm and a happiness and a joy. And now you're going to be a better husband, a better wife, a better mother, a better father. You're going to have a better chavrusa. You're going to go learn more Torah that night. You're going to be a better volunteer. You're going to give more tzedakah. You're going to do more chesed. Laharchiv daito l'Hashem l'saraso. He doesn't say you're eating it and drinking it because you're finding the elokus in it. That's a very difficult high level to live. Rabbi Steinsaltz says this every one of us can, because when we sit down and we make that bracha on that black and blue delicious steak, we make a bari priya gafen on that incredible glass of wine, what we have in mind, the kavanah we have is Hashem, wow, I live in your amazing world. And this amazing world that you put me in has such pleasure and such goodness. And the reason I'm recognizing you in it, and I'm grateful for it, because it will leave me happier, healthier, holier, and more ready to serve you. Kedama Rava Chamer Verecha, as Rava says, Gemara in Yuma, and Dav Ayin Vav, that wine and fragrance sharpen a person's mind. O Bishvil Akayim Mitzvahs Onik Shabbos V'yantif. Or you're sitting down on Shabbos, and let's say you happen to be, you can't be, because I already am, married to the greatest Shabbos cook on the planet Earth, the daughter of a great Shabbos cook. Yontif cook. So when you sit down to that incredible, absolutely outstanding, amazing, everything they touch is perfect food, you say, this is giving me Onik Shabbos. This is Onik Shabbos. You're not saying, Epis, all I really need is a little challah, a little water, mistapik b'muet, I don't need it, I don't want it, I shouldn't have it. What you're saying, it's amazing and it's delicious and I'm enjoying it in moderation, in a healthy way, the right amount. Leave all that aside for a moment. Never leave it aside, but leave it aside for a moment. It's a healthy way. But what you're finding in it is, again, the Onik Shabbos. I'm not reading this into the Tanya. These are the words of the Alter Rebbe of the Bala Tanya, that you're not meant to or expected to live some ascetic life, some perfect life. It's to find in the physical the pleasure, the joy, but to recognize that that positions you to serve Hashem, to appreciate Hashem, to be blessed and grateful, to be in His world, the Onik Shabbos. So when you make another plate, when you go back for seconds, when you're enjoying what you're having, and you say, L'shem Kavod Shabbos, and you're on the it's Kavod Shabbos that I'm enjoying this incredible challah, another piece with a great dip. I'm having another bowl of the chicken soup. The matzah bowl was outrageous. Azayin is barach chayus abasar v'ayayin shayin nishpa miklipas noga. The meat and the wine's klipas noga energy is refined. V'ola l'Hashem ka'olach ha'karban. So now you took the marbled meat, you took the fragrant wine, And instead of it being a lowly animal base, stuff your face indulgence, you turn them into a carbon. You turn them into yayin nesach. You turned it into nesachim. Now you all of a sudden you elevated it. How? Simply by saying, oh, Hashem, you're amazing. And this food is amazing. And the gift of it is amazing. And it comes from you and it connects me to you. And it positions me more now and better to serve you. I'm happier. I'm healthier. I'm enjoying the company of whoever I'm with. And I'm blessed to be in a position to pay this outrageous markup on that steak and on that wine. And thank you for that. And that is finding the light, the Or Ein Sof, in the Klipas Noga. It is finding the light in that partial eclipse. And then the Alter Rebbe gives another example. It's funny, I wouldn't have given this example. I would have thought of sleep. You go to sleep and you say, oh, what a schluft, I schluft gesund. What a schluft. Oh, amazing. You wouldn't say, I don't really sleep. I don't want to sleep. I sleep the bare minimum. No, but he doesn't give this example. He gives another example. Milsa de bidichusa. Humor. A good joke. Comedy. Humor. So you say, why am I listening to comedy? Clean. Of course, appropriate. Why am I listening to comedy? Why am I listening to humor? Because it sharpens my mind. And it puts me in a joyous mood to serve Hashem. So lest you think, I heard a comedy show. It's Bittel Zman. What a waste. What kind of a shul brings in such a comedian? If they're appropriate. But it's going to make you laugh. And that laughing is going to let you relax a little bit in the stressful life and the world in which we live, in which there's such anxiety. And the milsa de b'dichusa is going to let you be a better Eved Hashem. Why? Because the jokes were laced with chazal and Torah and psukim. Gevaldik, if you found such a comedian. But even if you can't, because the comedy and the jokes made you laugh, you enjoyed the company of who you were with. Because as the Alter Rebbe writes, lepakeach daito, it sharpens your mind. And it puts you in a joyous mood for Hashem, His Torah, and His worship. So you say, oh, from here I'm going back to the Beis Medrash, I'm going to my Chavrusa, where there's a marav, we're chopping a marav after the event, after the show. And my marav was a more gevaldig marav because I was relaxed, because I laughed, because I lived, because comedy is medicine, and it restored my soul and my sanity. Shetzrichem lios besimcha, which ought to be carried out joyously. K'mo sha'asa rava l'tamidav sha'amal lefneyem milsad l'chusa t'chila u'batche rabbanon. So lest you reject and you say, you know, if you're really a Yirei Hashem, you walk around like this, sad and forbidden and miserable, and you look down and you're, that's an Eved Hashem. You have to be oh, introvert and sad and looking down, can't ever smile. If you smile, you're not a real Eved Hashem. The Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, is writing us. He's giving us license, giving permission, and he's not giving it. Rava did. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us Rava opened every shiur with a joke. Every shiur with a joke, a little humor. A joke. Because when the people who attend that shiur sat back, they laughed, they smiled, now they're ready to learn. Now, whatever you're going to say, now it can penetrate, now it can get in. They were closed, they were anxious, they were worried, they were miserable, they were frightened, they were scared. Now you told them a joke. Relax. Good joke. Comedy is the best medicine. It's medicine. So the Alter Rebbe says, Homer Milsa de Bidichusa, a good joke. Good comedians know that they're doing a mitzvah. And in fact, that's what the Gemara tells us. The Alter Rebbe doesn't quote it. Steinsaltz does, others point out. The Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi, who's going to Olam Haba, points to the two in the shuk, in the marketplace, who put a smile on people's face. The comedians, those who tell the jokes, those who bring the smiles. Baruch Hashem, we have good people. And they make us laugh. And they take the edge off. And at the end of a stressful day, you happen to catch on their status or wherever it is, and you find something. Again, it should be clean, it should be appropriate, it should elevate, not bring down. But if they can make you laugh, and laugh even at ourselves, then they elevate. Then they open us up. Like the most popular gabbai. I mean, I was thinking more about my friend Dovi and Ilan and others. But yeah, maybe you too. That they could put a smile on a face and they open up your heart and they let in the messages that otherwise are getting shut out because we have this hard shell around us. Isn't it amazing? That's what the Alter Rebbe chose to give us the example. Eating and drinking, I get. That's where we all would have gone first. After that, I would have gone to maybe sleep, travel, recreation, sports. The Alter Rebbe's second example is comedy. It's comedy. It's humor. Comedy and humor is for the Beinoni, can be serving not the ego, but the Elokus. This should be the introduction for every comedy show. That Hinni Muchram Zuman, Lakayim Mitzvah Zelakus, not ego. That here we are, L'shem Yuchad Kudsha Brichu. Before the comedy, before the jokes, before the laughter, before the medicine that we need. If we can't laugh at ourselves and we can't laugh, I don't know how we get through. I've shared before, I've been on podcasts, they ask me, how do you get by? What do you do for fun? Whatever. And I say, I like to listen to comedy. I like to listen to good kosher comedians. But laughter is the best medicine. And if we don't laugh, and if you ask yourself, when's the last time I laughed? When's the last time I laughed? When's the last time I laughed out loud? Not I wrote LOL back to someone in a text, but actually laughed out loud. Laughter is medicine. It restores the soul. I'm not telling you if you have a choice between putting on a shiur and the comedy, you should put on the comedy. But if you're already not going to put on the shiur, I often drive back from a funeral in Valley that I do, and I listen to a few minutes of comedy. It restores life. It's medicine for the soul. And I feel better. The Alter Rebbe, Perek Zayin Tanya, he says it sharpens your mind, puts you in a joyous mood to serve Hashem, His Torah, and His worship. And that's why Rava understood and knew to go there. And it gives you Olam Haba. That's who's going to bring Olam Haba, the people who put smiles on other people's faces. So Torah doesn't require us to desist from worldly activities. That's the message of the Alter Rebbe. He doesn't say, how do you serve Elokus, not ego? Minimize your eating and drinking, minimize your smiling and laughing, minimize your sleep, minimize your shopping, minimize your travel. And that's how you serve Hashem. No, he says, enjoy it, but enjoy the Elokus in it, not the ego of it. Enjoy it because you're directing and channeling it and positioning you to be a better Eved Hashem from it. That's how you find. Turn it into a korban and nesach, and this geyayin. Turn it into sharpening your mind and laughing and smiling and being ready to serve Hashem. But if on the other hand, if you're a gorge on meat and you guzzle wine, if you're gluttonous in your attitude, you don't make a bracha before, you don't make a bracha after, and you didn't do it because you want to be happier and serve Hashem better, and now you're going to be in a better mood, and now you can do more, a better husband, a better wife, a better mother, a better father, a better son, a better daughter, a better chavrus, a better Eved Hashem. That's not why you're doing it. Why are you doing it? Because I want to gorge. I want to be a glutton. I want to stuff my face. Lamalos taivas gufa v'nafsha bahamas. I want to satisfy the desire of the body and the animal soul. If you do that, you haven't turned the meat into a korban. You became an animal. What you did is instead of being the you didn't become the mizbeach that turned the meat into a korban. You became a lowly animal that dragged the meat down into complete negativity of the three impure klipos. Meaning, if you indulge the klipos noga and the darkness of it, you put it in the category of the first three klipos. Whereas if you find and reveal the light of it, you take it out of klipos noga and you elevate and you elevate. So all of this is determined by whom? Us. The object or the act is inherently neutral. We choose through our mindfulness or mindlessness, through our intent or lack of intent. We determine the value of it, and we can either elevate it and we are elevated by it, or it lowers us and lessens us. Now, the chiddush of this, I'll just end by repeating it yet again. To me, the chiddush of this is, we always heard this and we always knew parts of this, but again, it's the Baal HaTanya's examples of it. Because I always thought, what does it mean to elevate it? What it means to elevate it is to eat it like Ravitcher Meyer, to eat it like Rav Mishur, to eat it like a person, bare minimum. You're just doing it to serve Hashem, to survive. You fast from week to week and only eat a little bit on Shabbos, and that's an Eved Hashem. Says about Tanya, no, black and blue marbled steak, a glass of red wine, a good comedy, a good laugh, but that you're doing that to be a better Eved Hashem. It's opening you up, you're enjoying, you're seeing Hashem, you're finding the Elokus, and that is still a high level. Halavai Beinoni. Halavai Beinoni, Mirtz Hashem, will pick up next week. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.